This is episode number 2257 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 25th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The Wall Street Journal reported Sunday that Elon Musk had an affair with Sergey Brin's wife.
What?
So Sergey is the co-founder of Google.
Yep.
And yep. A Tesla investor.
Okay, I get that. That makes sense.
So Elon called the claim BS.
Well, of course he did.
And he said he hasn't had sex in ages.
Well, not with that dad bod of his that we saw last week on that yacht. I don't know, did you see that? The pictures of him? It was, put your shirt back on, Elon.
I can't unsee that.
Yeah, pretty nasty. Anyway.
My retinas are scarred. So, Musk and Brin, they've been longtime friends.
Well, they were until this happened, obviously.
Right? So, the Journal reported that Elon had a brief affair with Nicole Shanahan, which is Brin's wife,
okay.
In December.
Ooh.
So, December to, if you count December
to July,
I mean, that could be counted as not having sex for ages.
That's right? True. Yeah, that is ages. Almost 8 months, 9 months. Yeah.
That's pretty dry, right?
Yeah, that's pretty dry.
Hopefully it wasn't dry at the time.
Oh, anyway, stop. You. Wow.
So it prompted the couple to divorce in January.
Really? Wow.
But yet Elon says it's total BS. Sergey and I are friends.
Uh-huh.
We were at a party together last night, he tweeted.
Oh.
I wonder
if they were together, though, at a party last night, or they were all at the same party, and it's just like, we got to go to this party thing. Yeah.
And he said, I've only seen Nicole twice in 3 years, both times with many other people around, nothing romantic.
I was going to say, once is enough, man. Once is enough.
It takes once. I mean,
and they divorced, so,
In another tweet,
uh-oh.
From the man who's not buying the tweetersphere,
uh-huh.
He added that the character assassination attacks have reached a new level this year, but the articles are all nothing burgers.
Nothing burgers.
Yeah.
All nothing burgers. Okay. All right, Elon.
We have big words like character assassination.
Oh, my God.
Reaching a new level.
This man is the richest man on the planet.
And then we get to nothing burgers.
I mean, come on, Elon. Really? Look. To each their own. Seriously, if Sergey and his wife divorced in January and the Wall Street Journal's kind of saying like, this is this and that was that, somebody allegedly alleged that, they allegedly did the wild thing, allegedly. So it wasn't like they just, made this crap up.
There's alleged running rampant.
I know, right? It's alleged. Yeah, it's allegedly a mess.
It's allegedly this and allegedly that.
It's a muck.
It's a muck a muck a muck. And he also criticized the journal, saying it's supposed to have high standards for journalism.
But
right now, it's like a tabloid.
Well, what
basically, what he's saying that the Wall Street Journal is like a nothing burger.
It's a nothing.
That's what he's saying right there.
The journal is a nothing burger. Well, I'm pretty sure that the journal doesn't like being called a nothing burger, but okay, whatever. I'd like to say that Elon Musk is a nothing burger, but I don't think he's going away. He's one of those.
He's got a mouth on him, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, of course he does. But you know what? This is the thing. You're the richest guy on the planet. You do anything you want. He says he's giving it all away, but he's still amassing wealth like crazy. I don't know.
What's he going to give it to?
Well, he's got kids, but he doesn't want to give it to the kids.
Right.
He just wants to... He says he wants to spend it all before, he's
Well,
gone.
You know what? Maybe Amber Heard is still looking for some money.
Yeah, she's ready.
She's appealing ready.
And
such.
They're friends. They're friends, just like, Sergey.
Well, Jennifer Lynn Affleck. Lopez, who just turned 53, she's burying it all again as she launches her latest project.
If I look like that when I'm 53, no, that wouldn't be right, would it? Because I'm not a girl. She looks pretty good, though.
If I looked like her, people would have to struggle to get me to put clothes on. Struggle.
You'd have an OnlyFans. Because you could make money.
If I wasn't wearing any clothes all the time, I could make money other places besides OnlyFans.
That's true.
They'd be throwing it at me.
Yeah,
like
there you
that.
Go. Oh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. All right, so she's naked.
Well, Until I get thrown in jail.
So I take it that she's like more naked than Britney Spears, less naked. What do you think?
Naked, naked.
Naked? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not so, even a thong, huh?
Well, I don't know. There might be something, some little pasty something hiding something. But
yeah.
In the photo, there's not much room for it. There's
yeah.
There's airbrushing has been done.
Airbrushing has been done. Okay.
Fresh off her surprise wedding, which she's actually still honeymooning in Paris.
Yes.
Gay Paris. To Mr. Affleck. The star celebrated her birthday on Sunday and marked the occasion by launching her new J-Lo body line from her J-Lo beauty brand.
Oh, I get it. Body line. Okay. All
right. Starting with the Firm Plus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Firm Plus. Ooh, that sounds kind of...
It's a flaunt-targeted booty balm.
Booty balm?
So, Firm Plus flaunt-targeted booty balm.
She started with the booty. Oh, my God. Well, she's got the most famous booty in the world.
So. One of them.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So, on one of her sexy campaign pics, she poses naked.
Naked as a Jaybird.
So, we give all the care and attention to the skin on our face, but we sometimes neglect the body.
Wow.
That was from a post on her Instagram read.
Especially the butt.
Okay. It was important to me to create skincare routine for the body to address its specific and unique needs. And we started with the booty. I don't know how much cream booties need. I really don't.
Well, it depends if you're Kim Kardashian, then you need a lot of cream. Because you got a lot of
booty. I can't afford to use all the cream it would take to go over that butt daily.
J-Lo's butt's not as big as Kim's.
No, it's natural.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's natural, but it's more natural. Less augmented than... Only Ben Affleck knows, and Mark Anthony, and Alex Rodriguez, and anybody else. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.